When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Reality radio for a really great future.
We're talking real money.
Hi, welcome to the show. I'm Don, that's Tom. Folks, this has been a challenging time in all of our lives. And one of the things that's challenging us is what has been happening to our money. And not just to our investments either. Think about it. Look at all of the people who are losing their jobs. I mean, I live in Central Florida. Disney just furloughed like 50, 60,000 people down here.
Then let me ask you, what's the difference between a furlough and a layoff?
A furlough means that when they reopen, they can come back.
Yes, and what then? In a layoff, what do they take you out back and tar you and something?
Layoff, you don't know if you're going to come back.
I don't think it's that clear when it comes to the English language. But I'll take your.
But that's what I think the deal is. All right. That's what I think. That's what they're saying.
I mean, so the question would be, if you're one of those people that lost their job, what do you do? Right? I mean, obviously, unemployment. The last resort always should be your 401k. We'll talk about that later. I mentioned this last hour. They have loosen things up a little bit in terms of taking money out either as a distribution or as a loan that it made a little easier. But that, I think that should always be the last place to go get the money you need to get through.
And this highlights, this really does shine a bright light on the need to find a way to build an emergency fund because the odds are great that this is going to be very temporary. Temporary, not days, not weeks, but months. And that emergency fund can see you through times like this. As Andrew Cuomo said, this is like a slow motion hurricane. Mario's no longer with us. Yeah, I know.
He doesn't utter that many things anymore.
No. So anyway, another reason you need us is because we're here to try to provide some perspective, some desperately needed perspective, and a little bit of comfort in times that feel like everything's falling apart. So give us a call, 855-935-TALK, 855-935-8255, during the show or 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We want to try and help you whenever we can. 855-935-TALK. And Jeff, is it Jeff who's next?
Jess.
Oh, not Jeff. Jess. I'm misreading. Hey, Jess, welcome to the show.
Hello. How are you?
Good. How can we help you?
I have about $500,000. I'm 52 and I'm going to retire hopefully in 10 years, but maybe 15 years now. I'm interested in annuities and maybe about $100,000 in annuities. But my brother-in-law just set up something for me yesterday, and I got the printout in front of me. But it's the Bloomberg U.S. Dynamic Balance Index is what it's tied to, and the numbers look good. But there's thing I want to question. It says if I put, and I know they're probably selling it hard, but if I put $100,000 into it, I get a bonus of an extra 15%.
Here's what they do. They're talking about a bonus if you annuitize way down the road. Okay. Now, wait a minute. You said, is this your brother selling this to you?
No. My brother's, he just got hired. He doesn't know much. But the girl, she's the vice president. She does know a lot.
No. They're all vice presidents.
What's the name of the insurance company?
If you sell a lot, you become vice president.
Okay. Right.
Who's the insurance company?
I have Alliance 222 annuity, and it's
Alliance annuity. Yeah. Yeah.
So, but tell me, just Don's going to look that particular product up, but tell me at 62, why you feel you need to take $100,000 of your half a million and put it into an annuity.
Right. That's a good question.
True. I don't. It was $700,000 and it's gone down because of the stock market, but I have various accounts in various safer ones, but a lot of stocks, but a lot of bonds too. And
okay, I want to stop you right there because this is very important.
Oh, okay.
Inflection point, because safety, because that's what I'm hearing, right? I went from 700 to 500. I want to retire in 10 years. It may be 15 years, which I don't believe because the market generally has come back well before I can't find a 10-year period where it's been, but that aside, if you're looking for safety, I would, and I'm not recommending you do this. I think you should have the right asset allocation. I'm, by the way, share your age. I'm 80% in stocks, 20% in bonds, planning on working another 8 to 10 years.
But you're a very high risk tolerance person.
I'm okay with that, but that's what I'm getting to, Jess. You should know what your risk tolerance is. You should know what rate of return you're trying to get on the money, then build the right portfolio. It's going to have variations. Yes, this has been very steep, very quick. Every other superlative you can throw at it, but I don't know that you need an annuity. Don, I'll talk about that annuity again.
Oh, gosh. Because these annuities are so complicated, convoluted, purposefully confusing, and the person selling it to you is going to make a fortune. And I want to tell you some of the downside of this thing, because it's important not only for you, but for a lot of people after this.
Don and Don are talking real money.
Hi, this is Don. Please listen carefully and respond honestly. Do you have an investment portfolio designed to weather market declines based on your personal volatility comfort zone? Odds are that you don't, because that's not how most financial advisors work. They make money by playing to your emotions. Sell that, buy this. At Vestry, our job is to know you, your needs, goals, and fears, and then help you build and manage your wealth in a way that allows you to sleep peacefully. Markets like these are why you need a 100% fiduciary advisor like Vestry. So before you do something you may regret, take a few minutes and talk to one of our Vestry advisors who are available by phone or video conference when you need them at 800-386-3004 or set up an appointment at Vestry.com. You have better things to do than worry about the market, so change the way you invest for your future for the better today at Vestry.com or call 800-386-3004. That's Vestry.com.
For your real life and real future, Tom and Don are talking real money.
Oh my goodness, before you get yourself into one of these things, do me a favor. Give us a call at 855-935-TALK, just like Jess did, because I guarantee you, you do not understand what you're getting into when somebody sells you one of these indexed annuities, which is what this Allianz 222 is. And it is a very complex, baffling. As a matter of fact, I could probably spend the next 3 hours explaining all of the nuance of this annuity to you. Let me just give you a couple of highlights. This will probably tell you you don't want this. I think they're
going to be low lights, but go ahead.
Yeah, yeah. Well, let's start with the Allianz has a 10-year surrender charge. Yeah.
That means if you want your money back anytime within those 10 years, you're going to pay them for the privilege of having
10% for the first year and the second year. And then if you think you're going to get the return of the market with none of the risk, I need you to think again. Because here's what they do. They give you the return of an index. Now, that does not include any of the dividends provided by that index. And they give it to you from point to point, from a point when you get into a future point. And they cap it. And they only give you a percentage of the return. And you'll never know. And by the way, let me tell you what it turns out to be 99% of the time.
What?
Somewhere between 3% and 4% a year.
Does that sound like the returns of the market?
Nothing like the returns of the market. So they guarantee you won't lose anything in those rare times like now when the market goes down. but they almost pretty much guarantee you, you won't get the returns of the market when the market goes up. As a matter of fact, on one of their point-to-point deals, it's capped at 12% in that point-to-point period, not in actually a year. So let's say it makes, like, what was 2019, 30% for stocks, U.S. stocks?
Mm-hmm.
So you would be capped at 12, and then you'd have a participation rate on top of that where you only get a part of that. So it's so complicated, so convoluted. I challenge you to get a copy of the contract before you give them a penny and read it cover to cover, and then tell me when you're done if that's the kind of investment you want to be in.
I don't think you're going to want to, and I don't know at age 62 why you need to run out and buy an annuity of any type.
You don't. If people are buying these because they're being sold them right now, because there are horrible people out there saying,
well, I can get you an investment that's absolutely safe, you lying pieces of people.
Whoa, you had to be very close there. Yeah,
okay. I was angry for a moment. 855-935-TALK is our number. Alan, you're next. Welcome to Talking Real Money.
Hi, Alan.
Hi, good afternoon. Hey, Don, I've listened to you for decades, and personally, I'm doing fine. However, a couple of facts have come out recently that are very disconcerting. One is that 40% of the people in the country don't have $400 for an emergency fund.
Yeah, I know.
50% of the people, of older people, have no retirement fund. And the one that's really sad is that 30% of the Seattle kids are on free lunch or free breakfast. You guys are the two brightest people on the radio, but you're talking to the so-called better half.
Yep, we are.
Better third. What can you say to the other part, especially right now when everybody's reanalyzing and reallocating or whatever? But what do you do to the other half who don't listen to you?
I think that's
we need to make
question.
Them listen.
Yeah,
no, I'm kidding.
No,
I'm kidding.
You're right, because part
they
of the problem is you sustain your lifestyle that isn't as good as maybe the other half because you aren't doing anything to make it better. Here's something I suggested on my podcast this week, because we're all looking at our stocks and bonds and this and this. I said, look at the other part of the equation of your household, the spending part. And people fall into the trap that I need to have a phone. My kid needs to have a phone in the wrist, blah, 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 blah. And I got to have all these cable channels, et cetera, et cetera. I went through my homeowner's insurance, my cable television, my phones, and I found cost savings in every one of those areas. At least that's a start. And if you're a person who has saved nothing, right, you've done nothing. At least you could take that, whatever that little bit of savings might be, and start setting it aside. You're right, Alan, so that you're not part of the 40% that doesn't even have the $400 for whatever problem arises. At least that's a starting point. And if you're working somewhere, at least I understand these are tough times. You may be getting laid off, but at least if you're working somewhere and they have a retirement plan, at least they're save up to the match, the free money. Those would be two things I think you could start, but you're right. We can't make anyone else get educated about all this. I wish we could. It's very hard to do.
Here's one of the, it's a combination problem. It is a combination of a societal issue about which we as individuals can do very, very little, and the issues that Tom is talking about. It requires a change in mindset as to move when you're in the lower income brackets. Any disposable income over and above what it takes to live needs to be treated as a valuable, ridiculously valuable asset. And instead of, as Tom said, going for the 65-inch TV, go for the 45. Still has a good picture. And the other thing you can do is make saving automatic. And that's hard to do unless you have a 401k at work. There are a lot of people who don't. But even if you're making minimum wage and you're barely getting by, you still can find a way to save a little here and there using a service like Acorns, for example. Acorns is a wonderful way to turn pennies into dollars and dollars into hundreds and hundreds into thousands eventually.
And I want to add one thing. Yeah, go, Alan, thank you for your call, which I think is spot on. One of the things that we've tried to do, and our friend Paul Merriman, among others, is make all of this education free. You can go read our stuff. You can listen to our podcast. All that, we're trying to put this information out there. We hope it reaches more people. We try to get people to pay attention to things they can do for their kids, for example, because we're always telling them, save something for your kids. They don't need that toy. They don't need that thing. What they need is education at some point or whatever support. So putting something aside for the future makes a huge difference. But thank you for your call. And I concur. Education, I do believe, is the key along the way here, Don. The more people we can help understand the ramifications of at least a small change and what that
the
means.
The small change. Yeah. Really, that makes a big difference. Tom and I have both done it just with, you know, just pennies from the things we spend. Yep. Or a couple of dollars from your utility bill. And it grows into thousands before you know it. It's amazing. 855-935-TALK. Please give us a call anytime, 24 hours a day or during the show live from 3 to 5 Eastern, noon to 2 Pacific in the Seattle area. We do the show on Como Radio. And Catherine, you're next. Welcome to the show. Oh, wait, never mind. Catherine, I didn't even look at my clock because my computer was doing something weird. Hold on for a minute. Catherine, we're going to come back to you after this really, really quick break. So stay with us. 855-935-TALK is our phone number. I'm Don McDonald. That's Tom Koch. We're talking real money.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
Just about everything you need to know about money can be found at our website, TalkingRealMoney.com.
Your guides to a really great financial future. Tom and Don are talking real money.
You know those big human-sized bubble balls, you know, that people roll around in? Yeah. In fields? Maybe we should all just get one of those from the government.
And then do we just roll around?
We just roll around and bump into each other because you keep your distance and you're inside like a helmet.
Basically. I think you're onto something there. I think I'd invest something heavily in that company. What company exactly is that, Don? That and the cruise lines, I'm all in. All in.
855.
What about a little airline? Let's throw one of those in there, too, because that's certainly beaten down.
I wonder what a spacesuit costs.
Yeah,
I shouldn't be making fun.
Yeah, this is nothing to make light of. We want you to be safe. We want you to take care of yourself.
I have my mask.
You have your mask, and it's stylish.
I have my mask. Yeah, it's from New Zealand.
I'm going to wear mine tomorrow morning to go grocery shopping. So
I got this mask from New Zealand. Yeah. It's an anti-pollution mask.
Yeah, it looks really nice. I'm sorry people can't see it.
They sell to the Chinese. It has a houndstooth cover.
Really? That's...
It's stylish. 855-935-TALK is our phone number. And as we said before the break, when I didn't know what time it was, Catherine's on. Catherine, welcome to Talking Real Money.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I'm curious about the comments you made last week and the waning moments of your show about conversion to Roth. So could you explain that a little bit more?
We were going to do that today. Good question.
So what we're talking about here is taking pre-tax money, money that went in without any tax being paid on it. That's traditional 401k, traditional IRA, individual retirement account, and moving that traditional IRA money to a Roth IRA, which is money that you have paid tax on. And then in a Roth, it grows tax-free. Anything you take out of the pre-tax money, the IRA, that you're going to pay tax on. So there's a lot of reasons to have, well, in my mind, a lot of reasons to have money in both, because then you have some ways to look at retirement in terms of taxation. But what we were talking about, Don, was moving money right now when prices are down.
Why is it such a good time? Why it's such a good time is because had you done and we believe a Roth conversion makes sense, having a portion of your money in Roth so that it gives you some estate planning, gives you an estate planning tool. It gives you a place where you don't have to take money out in retirement. But we liked it before. We love it now because if you'd done it 3 months ago, you would have paid about 25% more in taxes than you'll pay today because now your investments are worth less. You can now pay a little less in tax, get them into a Roth, maintain the same. You see, there's no wash sale rule in this case.
Nope.
You pay the taxes, you maintain the exact same portfolio inside a Roth. So it's a lateral move. But you then get that tax-free growth going forward. So that's why we suggest it. Does that answer the question?
Yes. I thought you said last week something about a ratio, so I wanted to make sure I understood that.
Well, it's a very good point. So we were talking about a thing called a backdoor Roth.
Backdoors,
so
yes.
If you didn't have any money in IRAs, for example, you could take I think at after age 50, now you can put $7,000 in the IRA, and then you could immediately move it back door into the Roth, right? But if you do that and you have other money in IRAs, you have to move an equivalent. There's a ratio that makes up. It's more complex because the government's going to say you got to move some of that other money and pay tax on it. So there's some complexity to that if you already have pre-tax savings in an individual retirement account. That's what we were trying to get to last week.
Okay. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're Catherine. Very welcome.
I mean, it's a great time to do that. It's a great time to sell individual equities that have gone down. You can get rid of that stuff and make a diversified portfolio. It's a great time to harvest tax losses that you can carry forward. You mentioned this on your podcast a couple of times, Don, that people overlook. They can carry forward those losses for many years and use them against.
Yeah, now let me explain the carry forward because it does confuse a lot of
people. I'm
going
to go to the president's news conference. He's very well versed in all the carry forward losses.
Oh, I'm sure he is. Yeah. Here's the deal with a loss. You take a tax loss this year, you can use 100% of a capital loss against capital gains, short-term or long-term capital gains. You can offset the gain. But if you don't have enough gains to offset it, you can carry forward against future capital gains or losses. In addition, you can take $3,000 of a capital loss and use that to reduce your ordinary income by $3,000, which is a bigger, it's a more valuable benefit, but it's only $3,000 toward ordinary income. It's unlimited toward capital gains.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
Download the advisor interview form and find out if your advisor is a fiduciary at talkingrealmoney.com.
Reality radio for a really great future. We're talking real money.
Welcome back to the show. I'm Don. That's Tom. This is Talking Real Money, the only radio show about money that you probably should be listening to. I know there are a lot of them. I would just advise against listening to, I have a hard time thinking of any. I really do. I listen to a lot and I go.
Like Jill's show.
Jill Schlesinger's show?
Yeah,
but they don't talk much about investing and the like. It's business.
I don't listen to it much. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Maybe Jill Schlesinger.
Paul Merriman's podcast.
Paul Merriman, but it's not a show. It's a podcast. Yeah. We like Paul.
I have to think about that. Yeah, true.
855-935-TALK. That's the number to call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, because we answer your questions on the podcast, too. So if you can't make it on the Saturday show while we're live, call anytime. And Ray, you are next. Welcome to Talking Real Money.
Hi, gentlemen. Thank you for taking the call.
Our pleasure.
Glad to do it.
I want to tell you our story. About 3 weeks ago, we listed our house in the, according to Redfin, the hottest market in the country, North Tacoma. Least expensive home, about $400,000. We owed $200,000. And in the last 3 weeks, there's been like three showings. There's three cards that are on the mantle. And it got me a little concerned. I didn't want to carry two mortgages. So just last night, I reached out to the lender. Right when you go, it happened to be Guild Mortgage. I brought across, it talks about COVID relief. I clicked the thing and just sent an email and said, it said in the COVID relief that if you're experiencing any difficulty, tell us what it is. And it said there's relief for February, March, and April. And I said in the email, February and March, I made the payment. April may be a little tricky. All of a sudden this morning, I wake up early in the morning. There's a congratulations, you're approved. April, May, June, and July. You don't have to make a payment. There's no late penalty. Everything gets deferred to the end of the 30 years. And
It's called forbearance.
For your listeners. Yeah, it's a forbearance. And it even talks about there's a possibility with Fed intervention that all the deferred interest could end up, you could end up getting taxed on it. But people that are kind of getting squeezed right now, this is literally the least expensive home in North Tacoma, the hottest zip code. I think the housing is, especially up in Seattle by you guys where everything's a million, this could end up getting crippled here. I mean, it's getting ugly.
Oh, yeah. Trust me. Trust me, it's already getting crippled. I have a house for sale in Florida. We had it sold the beginning of March, and the buyers walked away because they couldn't, they didn't have the down because they lost it in the stock market. You don't have your down payment in the stock market. It is a very different market. There is a thing called forbearance, and it's legit. It works.
Had I known about it, it might have saved my first marriage. So who knows? But I mean, the point of the matter is to ask. You're absolutely right to find out because, I think you're smart.
I mean, it was literally the easiest. You click on it, you send an email. They weren't even interested in what it was. And remember, I only asked for 1 month. They give you four. And, from everything, no late payments. They don't report you late to the credit bureau. So I just think for a lot of homeowners right now, in addition to whatever, the 12-hour, whatever people are going to get, you don't have to make your mortgage payment. I think maybe everyone's learned from 2008. They don't want the housing collapse again. Do you think that's why?
That is a huge part of it. Yep. That is a huge, huge part of it. Because the last thing the bank wants to do is own your house and try to sell it into maybe a bad market. So they'd rather give you a break. Because bear in mind, they're not giving you anything. All of the payments will be owed at some point in the future. As you say, in your case, they're adding it on to the end. Some lenders are just adding it to monthly payments. There are various ways of handling a forbearance, but I need everyone to understand that when you go to your lender to apply for forbearance, it is not forgiveness of payments. That money is still owed to the holders of that mortgage.
Ray, thank you for the suggestion.
Keep the people in their homes. And it's funny, the very last line says that Gil wants to work with the lender that even instead of having a 30-year loan, if it goes on long enough for people, they're going to extend the term to 40 years to keep people's payments down and keep the people in. I mean, they're not going to let these homes go back.
They're not going to do it. Nope. I think it's great information, and thank you very much for sharing it. I got a note from my lender. My mortgage was sold to a company, get this, called Mr. Cooper.
Mr. Cooper now owns your
Mr.
house.
Cooper now owns my mortgage.
Wow.
Used to be Nation Star, but now it's
Don't
Mr. Cooper.
One. Yeah, good old
what
Mr.
a strange
Cooper.
Name. Yeah. But they're pretty good, and they have a whole forbearance plan that they've laid out. Now, I don't need to take it, but there are a lot of people who do.
Well, actually, we could talk about that off the air. You may need to. We'll get to
fine.
That
now
segment.
The bad news comes. But you can have forbearance, they say, for up to 6 months right now. And you may extend it for up to 12.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
Hi, Don here. Technology's allowed me to work remotely for the past decade. Heck, I even do this show from Florida. So at Vestory, we recognize the power of technology to provide information and guidance when you need it from anywhere, even from our advisors' homes to yours. When the markets seem to be rising, actually have risen, investing feels easy. It's times like these that separate the real investor from the players, and most advisors, well, they're players. At Vestory, we build portfolios for markets just like these and provide the ongoing counseling needed to remain disciplined through worrying times based on decades of scientific research, not seat-of-the-pants hunches or guesses. So if you're worried about your portfolio's future, you need a 100% fiduciary advisor like us to guide you through the troubled markets based on your needs, situation, and personality. Go ahead and set up your appointment with a Vestory advisor right now. Call 800-386-3004 or visit Vestory.com, Vestory.com.
For your real life and real future, Tom and Don are talking real money.
Welcome back to Talking Real Money. I'm Tom Talk, 855-935-TALK is our telephone number, 855-935-8255. I just got off the phone with the comptroller. Apparently, we've set a new record for calls this week, and you get to keep your salary as a result. So you're off the hook.
Oh, gosh. It's nice. I thought I was already fired when you took over the intro to the thing. I thought, this is it.
My forbearance only goes so far, my friend.
It was nice while it lasted.
Exactly.
855-935-8255. Call. We love trying to help. And in fact, we love it even more when we actually can help. And George, it's your turn. Welcome to Talking Real Money.
Hi, George.
Hi, Don and Tom. I hear you talking about rebalancing stocks to bonds, but what if you have just stocks? I've got the 10 Merriman funds, not his funds, but his portfolio. And I just usually balance once a year, but the way things are going, if you figure that out, by the end of the day, the things are going to be way off again. So what do you do? How often do you do those?
Well, so you're saying you have, your portfolio is 100% in stocks. You own no fixed income.
Right. All of the asset classes.
Yeah. So, I mean, here, that's a tough one. I think annually is enough anyway, but you could still set up in the portfolios the way we manage money for people. We use a 5%. So if you're 60-40 and your portfolio goes to 65% in stocks, 35% bonds, are going to make a move.
Right.
You could do the same thing among asset classes, because this year there's already pretty serious divergence. So you got the S&P year to date is down 22, but U.S. small cap value down 44. So you could be selling some of the S&P 500 and buying some of the U.S. small value. By the way, the emerging market value also down about 33%. So you could be buying some of those out, those asset classes that are really out of favor. The challenge you run into is how often you do this, how much you do. That's why I kind of think doing it yourself annually, I think, is a great plenty. You could do it on your birthday. You could do it at the end of the year, whatever it is. Pick a day and just rebalance those sub asset classes. To get into it more often, yeah, I think what you're going to do is trim off some of the winners. You're going to end up with a lot of trading. It just gets to be pretty busy.
Yeah, so I'll just stick to once a year then.
I think that's a very reasonable approach.
Or maybe check it out if this thing blows over.
Exactly.
Yeah.
When it blows over. When it blows
over. Yeah, it's not an if. It really is a when.
Yeah.
I mean, I keep telling people, this is not the zombie apocalypse. This is not going to be a permanent state of affairs. This is a real live virus that causes people to get sick for a while, and to which we eventually develop immunities and the virus mutates.
George, thank you for the call. Great, great point and good question. So I think annual rebalancing for most people, absolutely fine. What he was mentioning is that on the program, we have been talking about how we have been selling bonds and buying stocks, because that's what you should be doing. The things that have gone up. Intermediate term bonds, U.S. government bonds up almost 9% year to date. The Vanguard Total Bond Fund up 3.5% year to date. So you're selling those things and you're buying the stocks that have gone down. It feels kind of counterintuitive, somewhat painful, but it's the right thing to do, because you're doing that thing that we like to mention every once in a while. Buying low and selling high.
Yeah.
Repeat that if necessary. It's a good idea.
I love that idea. It's hard to do, though. People think it's easy. Oh, yeah, and I'll just buy when it's going up. No. That's buying high, because you bought after it has already gone up. Better to buy when it's low. Oh, wait. Like now, maybe?
Exactly.
855-935-TALK. That's our phone number. And Michael, you're next. Welcome to Talking Real Money.
So I think it was a few shows ago, there was a mention of getting Roth for kids. And I was just kind of curious, could that be talked about? I mean, my current financial advisor tells me that I can put a Roth in addition to the 6,500, open up a single 401k Roth bucket, but up to 19K. And I was kind of curious. Is that truth or is that fiction?
No, that is true. You could have an I-401k, which is just it's like a 401k, except it's designed for an individual rather than a company retirement plan. Those exist. And then, yes, in addition to that, depending on your income, you could have a Roth. But you also asked about a young person. So a young person could have a Roth as well, up to whatever income level they had. So, for example, in 2019, if they made $3,000, they could have $3,000 contributed to a Roth IRA for them. Wouldn't necessarily have to be the same $3,000. In fact, anybody could put the money in there, but they have to have that earned income, whether it be W-2 or 1099, either way. And in my household, because we have a family-owned business, we can actually write a little note and just put it aside and say, this is how much we put in there, because this is how much my daughter worked for her mother last year.
Yeah, so you have to have it. The kids have to have an earned income, though. That's critical.
Right. And they pay taxes on that earned income, right? That's what I was confused.
Well, they may owe taxes on it. It depends on how much they make. But they just have to have earned income, because kids do get a tax break where they don't have to file, or their parents don't have to file.
The number is. It's fairly high. It would be very unlikely.
But now I want to make something clear on this I-401k thing. This is not just for people who are salaried. You have to be an independent contractor. Yes. You can't just say, I got a salary from Boeing and I want an I-401k. No, no, no. You can only do the one there. You can't do your own. But if you're self-employed, you can.
Right. So I've got an S-Corp and basically, of course, I'm the owner.
Yep.
And that's why I was
That's a perfect situation.
You can do an I-401k. You can do a simple IRA. You can do a SEP. There are advantages and disadvantages to all of them. It is probably best to talk to your tax person to see which one is likely better for you.
But the SEP, I always forget between the simple and the SEP. You could probably put more away in that than you could in a 401k.
Yeah, the maximum contributions are higher, yes, potentially.
So it depends a little bit on your situation, Michael.
So the SEP, at least what I've understood by different people, is the income, basically, it's by the income.
It's a percentage of the gross income, I believe that is correct.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
On the I-401k, up to 19K plus 25%. But on the SEP, it's off of the salary.
So correct.
Correct. SEPs are off of the salaries. And you also have to include, if you have employees at certain levels, employees have to be included. A simple is similar to a SEP, but it's a lot easier to manage. But the solo 401k, that's for self-employed, but self-employed without employees.
Ah, there's the difference. Okay. Right. Yeah. So you don't want to look at all those things.
You can't do an I-401k if you have employees because they have to be included. They don't want a program that benefits the owner and leaves the employees without a retirement plan.
Michael, thank you for the question. Great one. We got time to squeeze one more in real quick.
Oh, really fast. Al, you're on. Welcome to Talking Real Money.
Yes. I have two questions, if you don't mind.
Hurry.
First of all, I have some money coming back from a planned trip that was going to go on a cruise, and we decided not to pay. So, and I had deposited to be put it on a credit card, and we canceled it before we had to pay. And I want to know, is it wise enough to buy into Boeing right now if want to get that money?
No, we're going to have to cut you off right there. Do not buy individual stocks ever. I don't care whether this seems like the perfect time and you know it's going to go straight up. Don't own individual stocks. It's gambling.
Do you know what your investment risk tolerance is? Take our free no obligation risk quiz at talkingrealmoney.com.
Your guides to a really great financial future. Tom and Don are talking real money.
And if you need help getting all of this right, you should get a fee-only 100% fiduciary advisor. And that's what our firm, Vestry, is. That's what we do. If you'd like to meet with one of our advisors, it's really free, it's really easy, and there's no high-pressure sales pitch. Just go to Vestory.com or TalkingRealMoney.com. That's Vestory.com.
We hope you realize that the information provided on Talking Real Money is for educational and hopefully enjoyable purposes only. Providing personalized financial planning or investing advice takes time, so please consult with a really good fee-only fiduciary investment, tax, or legal advisor. We know a good one. Investing must always involve risk. In other words, you can and probably will lose money at times. Also, as much as you want it, no one can accurately and consistently predict the future. So past performance doesn't tell you a darn thing about what the future will bring. Unlike many other programs that say something similar, Talking Real Money is not trying to get you to buy or sell any financial products or securities. Instead, the program is provided as a public service by Vestry, a fee-only registered investment advisor. Thanks for listening, and please visit TalkingRealMoney.com for more information and disclosures. That's a wrap.